What do you cook outside?
Well, they especially when they kill the hog, you know, they put the meat in there and got lard out of it, you know.
Tell me about that.
I haven't seen very much of that, you know. But they use, I remember they used those ground kettles.
And what
men do you cast iron too?
Flowers seem to bloom year round around here. I've seen them blooming in the middle of the winter. So, what do they put flowers in the house if you bring flowers in?
In a vase.
Are there any kind that you like especially?
Flowers? Well, roses are pretty nice. That's what grow mostly over here, you know. They grow pretty nice.
How do you get the roses to bring them in?
They cut them.
With
scissors.
What about other kinds of plants? Do you say you're going to cut up them too?
Other kind of flowers, you know. Well, this. I haven't seen.
Well, marigolds or something
marigolds,
like that.
Marigolds, yes.
Do you say you're going to cut them?
I think they. I don't know if they cut them or prick them. I don't know how they do with the marigolds.
And what do you use if you're on your table? We're talking about kitchen things. What do you eat with? What do you use every day?
With the forks and knives or what?
So like if you're setting the table at your place and you have a fork and a knife,
mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else?
Spoon.
So what would you, so that would be a, you have one fork and one spoon and...
Yeah, table setting, yeah.
Do you have one...
One fork and one knife and one spoon. One setting.
And then after you eat the meal, does somebody have to do something to the dishes?
Well, they usually wash them. They have to wash them, yeah.
And after they wash them, they have to put them under the water.
Yeah. Yes, they rinse them.
And what do they use to get the water off them after they've rinsed them?
They'll dry them.
What do they use to dry them?
Cloths, you know.
Is it any special one or just?
No, this is a cloth special for that.
Do they use a cloth to wash them with too?
To wash them? Yes, I think they use the what they call those, sometimes they use sponges or...
Well, if you used a cloth or a rag, what would you call that?
Dish rag.
And do you have a small square, you know, piece of terry cloth material that you use to wash your face with?
Yeah. You wash down?
And what about when you get out of the tub to dry off with?
That's towel. About towel.
What about where does the water come from in the sink?
From the faucet.
In the one outside in your yard that you might turn on to water the plants.
That's a hydrant.
And then if you went to the ranch and you took a thermos of water so
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't get thirsty, sometimes it'll have a little.
Bob?
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Besides spout?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Have you ever heard the one in the kitchen called anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard of a spigot?
Spigot, yeah, I heard the word. It's not very common.
So which would it be?
The spigot will be the faucet, I guess.
So it's the one in the house. Does it ever get cold enough down here for the pipes to freeze and?
Very seldom.
What do they do when they freeze?
Well, we just let them defrost, you know.